We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You gotta love what Rory McIlroy did on Sunday at East Lake in Atlanta. You gotta be kidding me. He rallied from six shots behind to win the Tour Championship and capture the FedEx Cup for the third time. He won $18 million. He's won over $26 million this season. He had a 4-under 66. To stun the Masters champ, Scott Scheffler, who made only one birdie in shooting a 73. Scheffler made the record books all right, tying a PGA Tour record for losing the largest 54-hole lead. The last one to do that was Dustin Johnson in 2017 at the HSBC Champions. Sungjae Im fell back with a double bogey on 14, still tied Scheffler for second with a 66. McIlroy said it was a spectacle, the final round, and the fans were cheering his name on all the closing holes. Scheffler, the number one seed, began with a two-shot lead and never trailed until the 70th hole. Scheffler, who birdied 4 of 6 holes Sunday morning to finish the third round and build a six-shot lead, lost it in the first 7 holes. The whole thing turned on 2 shots at East Lake. McIlroy holed a 30-foot birdie putt on the par 3 15th to tie for the lead. It was just a savage putt. I don't know if you saw it or not, but he flew the green by some 20 yards. His pitch shot was screaming across the green, and it was going to go off the green. It hit the pin and stopped 7 feet away. He nailed the putt for par. Scheffler, meanwhile, got out of a bunker, got within 10 feet, but missed the putt, making bogey and putting him behind for the first time the entire week. Then Scheffler had a horrible 10-foot birdie chance on 17 that he misread and bricked, sending the Tour Championship to the final hole with $18 million at stake. Scheffler hit a 4-iron on the par 5 18th. He was short and right into a bunker. He blasted out. It shot over the green. McIlroy went left against the grandstand, got relief, got onto the green, and made an easy par. Scheffler and Im both won $4.75 million. Rory got all the gold. Scheffler said the money wasn't on his mind. He said he wanted to win the season-long title. I've had a really great year, and I wanted to finish it off with a win here, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. Rory did it in 2016 in a playoff. He won it again in 2019, the first year of the staggered start that they use now. Of course, Rory had to rub it in the LIV golfer's face afterwards. He said, quote, "I believe in the game of golf. I believe in this tour in particular. I believe in the players on this tour. It's the greatest place in the world to play golf, bar none, and I've played all over." All kinds of golfers are defecting. Cameron Smith is supposed to go, the British Open champ. HV3 Harold Varner III is supposed to go. I mean, it's just one after the next. Rory said everyone on tour has had to deal with a lot. Even the guys that have went to LIV have had to deal with a lot. It's just been a very tumultuous sort of era in our game. This is the best place in the world to play golf. It's the most competitive. It's got the best players. It's got the deepest fields. I don't know why you'd want to play anywhere else. Scheffler just looked different on Sunday morning after he finished up the third round, had a 2-hour break before the final round started, and he couldn't get it going, and he let everybody else into it. Scheffler hit only 9 of 18 greens in regulation. McIlroy pounced on the opportunity early on with 3 straight birdies, the last one from 30 feet at number 7, and they were cheering him the rest of the day. Scheffler kept fighting. He had three huge par saves on the back nine and took the lead for the last time when Rory missed the 14th green with a short iron from the fairway and got a bogey. Rory began the tourney six shots deep as the number seven seed. He opened with a tee shot out of bounds for a triple bogey, and after another bogey, he was 10 shots behind Scheffler before Scheffler even got started. We were basically writing him off at the beginning of the tournament the way he started. But at the end, he got the trophy and the $18 million. You gotta love counting money with your tongue, baby. Rory coming up big at East Lake. So I had two gigantic bets going in baseball on Sunday. I got to tell you about them, and they both hit. You got to love it when I hit big bets. Uncle Futrelli going off, counting money with his tongue. Megan the fans, tons of cash flow activity in their pockets. All right, so Christian Yelich and Colton Wong both homered for the second straight game. Garrett Mitchell drove in a pair of runs with his first hit as a major leaguer, and the Brewers got by the Cubs 9-7. Mitchell was their first-round choice back in the 20 draft. He made his debut on Saturday as a replacement in the game. He was hitting in Nashville like at a record clip, hitting .343 with 9 RBIs in 20 games. So the 23-year-old kid shows up. They put him in the lineup. His second time up, Mitchell hit a two-run single off of Sean Newcomb that put Milwaukee ahead 3-2, and they never looked back. Then Yelich stepped up and jacked a fastball over the wall and left for his 11th home run. Wong hit one, a two-run shot in the fifth. It was 7-4. I was basically betting on Eric Lauer. He improved to 10-5 with the win. He gave up 4 runs in 5 innings, including a 2-run shot to Horner in the fifth. But he got the W. They had to bring Devin Williams in the ninth. He got it done. A double play ended the game. He got his ninth save. Things got hairy in the ninth when the Cubs got a two-run Framil Reyes home run off Boxberger. Horner got on base, so they had a runner on base, and they were down two, but Williams closed the door. So now the Brewers will send Corbin Burns to the mound on Monday against the Pirates in the first of a three-game series in Brewtown, while the Cubs start up a series in Toronto at Rogers against the Blue Jays. So the other big bet that I had was on Robbie Ray and the Mariners. How about Ray, the Cy Young winner last year? He's been great in Seattle. He tossed 7 dominant innings. He gave up no runs. Dylan Moore and Ty France both hit home runs. Moore's made it 3-0. And the Mariners beat the Guardians 4-0 in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle took 3 of 4 from the Guards in a potential postseason matchup. All 4 games were close and well-pitched. And the Mariners were able to get it done. They're going to play a series in Cleveland, a 3-gamer next weekend, and they might meet again in October. How about Ray? He got the Cy Young in Toronto last year. Now he's in Seattle. How about his August? He won his 3rd straight start. He's 11-8. He had 3 hits allowed, struck out 7, and walked no one. For the month, he's allowed 6 earned runs and struck out 41 hitters over 33 innings. He's gone 6 innings in all 5 starts and permitted 2 earned runs or less in every one of those games. That's crazy. He was in trouble in the 6th. Jimenez doubled and Hedges had a bloop single. With runners at the corners and nobody out, Ray got Straw to fly out. And it wasn't deep enough to get Jimenez in. Then an infield pop-up from Kwan got an out, and then he struck out Rosario for the 3rd time to shut the door there on Cleveland. You know, that's the 8th time that the Guards have been shut out this season, and it was Seattle's 7th shutout win. The game was scoreless until Moore cranked a three-run homer with two outs in the sixth, and it was a 2-2 count. He hit it off Savali, who's been great lately. France hit a solo shot on the second pitch of the seventh inning. It was a curveball from Savali in the middle of the plate, a meaty pitch that Moore hit. A bomb to left into the seats for his first home run since July 7th. France was in a slump. He was over 21, but he got a single in the fifth and had his 15th home run and first since early August, I think on the 6th. That was an inning later. Savali was tough. He matched Ray pitch for pitch into the sixth inning, but he's gone nine starts since his last win that came in late May. He allowed four hits and struck out five. So Cleveland goes home from the Northwest. They get a day off. They'll open a series against Baltimore on Tuesday. Quantrill, who's 10-5, starts the opener of that series. He's won six straight, and he's thrown seven shutout innings in his last start when he beat San Diego. And that was my number one play that day at Petco last week. The Mariners have today off, and George Kirby will make his 19th start on Tuesday against Detroit. Kirby's 3-0 in August with a 2.59 ERA and 29 strikeouts over four starts. He allowed one run over seven innings in his last outing and threw 24 straight strikes. Baseball's getting awesome, isn't it?